Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. We on some NBA shit today. I got my boy TJ and Sean with me. They was at my wedding. We're not doing any illegal shit right now. I'm just saying. for the fans watching, nigga, we just having a great Sunday morning. Just chilly. We just having a good time. But thank you for everybody listening. Thank you. And hey, comment. If you like it, you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. Just comment, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the best, nigga. So hey, like this shit. Subscribe to it. On motherfucking Apple Podcast. Tell a friend. That's the best way to do it. Hey, keep that shit going.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah, we need that promotion, man. Instagram. I don't really be on that shit, but I keep telling you niggas to go to it. But I guess that's what niggas supposed to do when they promote some shit.
That's the politically right.
Yeah. So you know? This is recorded on Instagram. This is recorded Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud. Follow, like, subscribe. All that shit. But hey, just tell a friend and comment is the main thing. Let's get into it. We on some NBA shit. You know, it's the midseason. Football's over. You know, Eagles won. Free Meek. You understand me? Like, yo, y'all know what it is. So first off, we gonna get this shit out the way. My two niggas love LeBron. I have a love hate relationship, but it's just like nigga. It's just like, yo.
What you mean? He's the baddest man.
Yo.
He said we love LeBron.
No, y'all are LeBron fans. Nah. Pause. Nigga, y'all are LeBron
fans.
Y'all NBA
fan, dude.
Y'all are LeBron fan. But
NBA fan.
When he switched over, I'm like, damn, I don't understand it. But he was making a movement for niggas to make their own way, to be their own bosses, and start up their own shit.
And he set a lane.
Something that nobody really seen before. So he did his own shit. And like LeBron, the boss of all bosses, that nigga's making a way for a lot of people. Yeah, he really, like when you start something new, niggas don't understand it. They fear what they don't know. And that nigga made a lane, and I respect this nigga.
Everybody is trying to transition that way. Like, yo.
Yeah. So, sir, you already talking. So tell me why you fuck with LeBron the hard way.
Cause that he's the GOAT. Yeah. He loves the controversy. He's the man that can't be stopped. That's what it is. I follow him whatever team. My boys got mad at me a little bit when he... Oh, you a Miami fan. Now I'm a LeBron fan.
Facts. You know. TJ, why you fuck with LeBron the hard way?
Let me see. LeBron, he's an all-around player, man. He get a team involved, you know? Yeah. I like that. He don't care about being the best or all that. He want to win.
Yeah, yo, LeBron, like, for me, too, like, nigga, I've been in the gym. Shout out to Planet Fitness, nigga. And it's like, for LeBron, like, the way this nigga takes his, like, workout and shit so seriously, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get that LeBron physique. Pause, nigga.
Yeah.
Not really, because he used to be he used to be average size, but he was just a basketball player, so he naturally tall, he naturally big. But then he got to, like, a big ass size where he was really big. Yeah, and then now he just got to a size, like he said, like a fucking superhero. Yeah, like, it's just like, I'm big, but I'm small, but I'm still fast. Like, this nigga's in the perfect shape.
Yeah.
And, like, what he's doing at his age, like, he still takes ball seriously. Most niggas at this age, they only fucking with a jump shot right now. But they ain't doing shit.
You could tell how he's getting older, though, where he's like, if I don't have the help, I'm not pushing myself as hard as I used to.
Facts. You know, like, facts. Like,
but he need to, though.
Yeah. He need to, but he knows he going to burn out at the playoffs.
Exactly. Like,
you know he going to fucking burn out.
Why?
Like, that's what he started doing. When he realized that shit is when he was with the Cavs. That last season with the Cavs, when niggas was busting his ass, and he started to do that all the time. When he knows it's over, he go out score like 50 fucking points in the last game, 20 fucking rebounds,
exactly.
17 assists.
But he's going to have to do that if he want to win.
Yeah, and he shows niggas like, yo, nigga, like, I'm going to fucking ball out because you niggas ain't doing shit. He's showing the fans because he already know he getting a backlash.
Yeah.
He's showing niggas like, look.
Well, he going to get it regardless because it's a lot of
people. He like, yo, I'm going to go fucking ball out, nigga. Yeah. So, fuck y'all talking about. So this trade. This nigga got everybody to fuck up out of there, nigga.
Yeah.
So let me run it through. If y'all niggas don't know, They got Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. from the Lakers. They also got George Hill and Rodney Hood. These all may be not names like niggas ain't really familiar with or that popular, but if you know ball, these niggas could play.
And they young.
I don't know that much about Rodney Hood like that, but I heard that name ringing bells.
Nah, he gets busy.
I heard that name.
He gets busy.
And they got rid of Jay Crowder, D. Rose, and they sent them to the Jazz. And Sacramento got Joe Johnson, Iman Shumpert. Iman, like, I fucks with my boy, but I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I feel bad for Iman, man.
What I always say, I always live by, and to me, it's like, when you get hurt, you never come back. Because Iman was on point before he got hurt.
Your psyche.
Even after he was, you know what it was?
But he still wasn't as good as before he got
hurt. Because he didn't get as much time to show it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you had JR, you had fucking Culver, and you had Chump, you had fucking, who else was playing guard?
For the Cavs?
Yeah.
Recently or back in the day?
Well, even recently, like, you had too many guards.
Fucking Darren Williams was absolute garbage.
When Shump was playing, him, like, JR, him, Corey, they got to split the minutes. He wasn't getting as much minutes. Yeah, so he wasn't showing it as much. Like, yeah. I feel bad for him. Like, he could.
He's been better. Even his defense had went down. Because on the Knicks, Iman used to be the defensive player, bro.
Yo, he got busy.
And then, you know, he got injured. He came back. He didn't dunk as much. His defense was still okay. He's still a good, a good defensive player. But he's still not as great as I think he was before.
Yeah, but
just like, IT. You know, with IT going to L.A., right. It's still, he's not 100% coming back from the cat. So,
but he dropped 22 last night.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to get into that. But what the fuck was wrong with IT? Yo?
That's where he's from, though. His pops is from LA. He's from LA. Yo, so
what
he's
the
home.
Fuck?
He's
what was wrong with IT, though? Because something, to me, I'm going to just throw my opinion. Like, he was real emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like, he lost his sister. These niggas like, I don't give a fuck who you lost, Celtics. I'm saying, they're like, I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
You gotta go.
Get the fuck up out of here, nigga. Go. Like, I don't care what you, because basketball is a business. So I just felt like he came on there, then he was hurt. Automatically. It was like, he had a lot of shit going against him.
He got a lot. I think, they try not to portray like, oh, he's good with the Celtics. That first game he played going back, yo, he was salty.
Nigga, this shit, 6 months, 7 months
old? Yeah,
it might be like almost a year old now. Like, that shit's still fairly new.
I think he kind of wanted to finish playing.
At least the rest of the contract.
Let me come back and play. You know what I mean? Nice. You trade me like that.
But with the Cavs, though, it just felt like the nigga had an attitude.
But
you seen shit was happening. They said happy birthday. This nigga ain't respond.
Ain't respond.
I'm God damn, nigga.
He was uncomfortable.
Now, I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and they was like, it's like you could tell when Crowder and IT was playing with Boston. They got a chemistry? Not like against the Cleveland. I really don't like Cleveland. You know what I mean? That's how they felt.
Yeah.
So then to get traded to be like,
it felt weird.
I don't want to play.
They some real riders.
Yeah, they
like,
LeBron's not a bad person, but I'm not one of them people that I want to play with LeBron and try to get that. No, I don't need LeBron. They felt like, I don't need LeBron to play, to get a chip.
That's
so
true.
It's
that's
like,
true.
Well, I'm not going to go there and act like I'm happy because I'm on the team with LeBron.
But
you put me on the team with LeBron, I'm just put me on the bench. You
nigga,
know what I mean?
Nigga, he give Tristan fucking however much money Tristan got. Like, nigga, and Tristan ain't doing shit. Like, let's keep it all the way funky, nigga.
Yo, move him.
That nigga Tristan, I thought he was the fuck out of there at the trade deadline, but he wasn't. He got lucky because that nigga was ass, nigga.
That's
for
what
real.
I said. Like, yo, yeah, I did all ass, this, and the one, like, I would move him.
I'm just like, yo, my nigga, IT, it's just, something was wrong with him. Yeah, like, he was still hurt. He was still emotional. He was physically and mentally hurt. He was, like, fucked up. And he was like, yo, I want out. And he knows, like, yo, it's a smart move on his part. Like, if I act like I don't want to be here, maybe they'll get
maybe
me the fuck up out of here.
Yeah,
nigga. So he left. And with him playing with the Lakers, he got a good relationship with like LA and Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to my nigga neighborhood Nip, 6-0's. Me and Nipsey Hussle got the same birthday for you fuck niggas.
Oh, for real?
Great bosses think alike.
Shit,
nigga.
That's what's
you
up.
Did. But I mean, he already put that. The marathon continues. Shout out to the marathon. That shit, the marathon victory lap is coming out February 16th. We plugging niggas. We plugging all my niggas that we want to see shine. Nigga, we definitely doing Nipsey Hussle. But nigga, with the Lakers, it's like, nigga, he's good. He's good. And then, shit, I'm
That's where he's comfortable, man. Yeah. His father from there. He grew up there. But I think that's where he grew up. Yeah.
I think he's from Washington. But they might have moved.
He went to college in Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, but, so, how y'all think the Cavs is going to finish? Given all this shit, I guess we could first start out, like, the season. Right? How y'all think they going to finish?
They going to finish that. Me, personally, I think they going to... Seed-wise, where they going to land at is going to be low.
Yeah, it don't matter. I never thought that shit
mattered. And this, I say this is going to be the first year LeBron don't go to the chip. At least play for it.
The first hot take. TJ, what you thinking?
Ooh. And I'm a fan.
What you thinking? But shit getting spicy, nigga.
I think it's going to be the first
year. Yo, but hold on. We halfway through the season, though. They still got another couple months to go.
But to go play for the chip, I think they're going to get put out.
Young, maybe they can run now, though.
That shit seem a little...
They can run with Boston, though, now. They can run with Boston.
It's just a thought, bro. I just got that feeling like this might be the first year.
All right, so the elephant in the room is fucking Kyrie. What happened? Why he leave, yo? Like, what happened, nigga? No,
Too much star attention.
Yeah.
Too much attention on him, LeBron, and Kevin Love instead of everybody else. Like with Boston, you don't see just Kyrie; it's everybody.
But I think it go back to. Listen, it start from team chemistry. You know what I mean? If there's not a good group of guys, like if everybody don't get along.
Yeah.
Then it's gonna be an issue from the start, and then it's just gonna trickle out. You know, one guy don't like this guy, or not even like him, but it's something about him. If you don't got the same chemistry on the court as you got off the court, it's not gonna work.
But shit got ugly there, cause I heard like maybe 3 weeks ago this nigga was like, "Yo, I'm gonna get fucking knee surgery if y'all." What the fuck was wrong with this nigga?
What happened, son?
Yeah. Like. And I don't know, like, niggas, like, I don't know, you take the good with the bad when you're a nigga like LeBron, when you a boss, and, like, some niggas, like Kyrie, I feel he's a boss, and he bossed up, fuck it, nigga, like, I want to go at you, like, that's why niggas back in the day didn't want to join Rockefeller, like, because I'm not going to be as big as Jay-Z, like, nigga, I'm trying to be great.
I'm trying to be.
Shout out to my nigga Joey Badass. This nigga had a meeting with Jay-Z, a Brooklyn idol, Joey Badass from Brooklyn. And he told this nigga, "I can't sign with you because I'm trying to be you." That's the realest shit. Like, when you think you great. And I just feel like Kyrie is great. Like, in the NBA, his boss moves, nigga. Like, this nigga's playing chess, not fucking checkers. Yeah. He was like, "Yo, I'm going to get knee surgery. Yo, I want the fuck out. Yo, I'm like, all this." And, like, shout out to his dad, a New York nigga. Like, he bring Kyrie to the Bronx. He knew that he grew up kind of nice. He was like, "Yo, nigga, you going to play ball in some hard areas, nigga." Yeah. And his dad got him around some other bosses. Like, "Yo, we making our own move. Son, I ain't put you in this world, son, to be a fucking coattail, nigga. You the fucking coat, nigga." Yeah. Like, so this nigga bossed up. And I like how he doing this shit like a real gangster, nigga. He don't say shit.
Yeah.
He let his play do the talking. And he don't say shit.
Exactly. He knows he's that good. Like, nigga, I don't have to play with... I can carry somebody. You know what I mean? You give me the right people around me.
He not even on his Kobe shit. Like,
that's
I'm going to take,
bad
like...
man.
He not on his Kobe shit. Like, I'm going to take 3,000 shots. He like, "Yo,
Kyrie is
I'm going to take
man.
A couple shots, my nigga."
I
mean,
yo, I was kind of tight, though. When it happened,
I was tight. Man. I was like, "Nigga, what the fuck?" Like, and then the first two games, everybody was like, "Look at this nigga, he's ass. Fuck this nigga. You 0-2 ass nigga. All this shit."
Yeah.
Like, nigga, if the first nigga, I'm glad we ain't do this podcast thing, because I look like an ass, nigga. I look like a fucking idiot, nigga, because I'm like, "Yo, This nigga Kyrie, nigga Gordon Hayward go down first game.
Facts.
Niggas,
oh my
the
God.
Second game come around, niggas take the L too.
Like, yo,
nigga, then after that, these niggas went on like a 20 game fucking tear, nigga.
They start wilding out.
And shout out to the young boy, Jason Tatum, nigga.
Oh my God.
Jaylen Brown.
Yo, first game, I trashed him. First game, I was like, yo, this rookie's going to be trash. He ain't going to do, yo, he's going to hurt him. And then the next game, three games, he started.
Nigga, Jason Tatum is fucking bald. And shout out to the boy Jaylen Brown. It's a lot of niggas. Yo, hot take, nigga. In life, niggas gonna tell you what you can't do. You right. gotta believe in yourself and show them, because nigga Jaylen Brown was like, yo, nigga, I'm gonna be one of the best. Niggas was like, nigga, you barely even start on the Celtics. How the fuck you one of the best?
And he stopped bugging. Get on the court. This
nigga,
30.
Yo, my nephew played with him on fucking Celtics. I bust his ass by like 2 points. But nigga, he dunks all over all me with over. Fucking Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Like, yo, and Jason Tatum, nigga, goes hammer, yeah. nigga. Yeah. I have hardly
stupid.
No
but
points
you know what?
With Kyrie,
stupid.
Nigga.
Damn, Marcus Smart, man, for that team is the glue, bro. Like,
yes.
they do.
He's not. He's the Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
He's not like the perfect standout. He'll never really be like the All Star, nigga. But he does what they need.
He does the
nigga.
Dirty work.
Yo, he does what they need.
He does
need.
All the dirty work.
Because there's a lot of big sudden plays that he make that keep them where they need to be.
Yeah, like, yo, work. This nigga, man, like, yo. So fuck it. Game come on. We recording this shit. It's about 10 o'clock on a fucking Sunday. The game come on today. Man. All this shit coming on. Celtics, Cavs, 3:30 Eastern. Who yeah. wins? In y'all opinion, right now, who wins?
Celtics.
Yeah.
It's too new, it's, my yeah, nigga. It's too self. New. Like too they, complete. Oh, they gonna play the game, nigga. It's LeBron complete. Gonna give you the triple dub,
yeah,
nigga.
Right.
But you know, as he learned with the fucking Cavs early on in his career, like yo, like nigga, right. I need a team
yeah.
for real.
Yeah.
Like you could give him if you give him till April when the playoffs start, it'll be a little
right.
different,
it'll be
nigga.
Different.
This the first game,
yeah.
and y'all playing
yeah.
against the Celtics. He's gonna go hammer because that's the competitor in him.
Yeah,
right.
That nigga's gonna
the
go
rest of the
hard.
Team gonna
like,
have to figure it out.
Yeah, and they gonna you know pass here. Like Celtics already a machine. They move.
Right.
They move.
They got
they
it
pass.
Down,
they
right.
cut.
That
they,
there
yeah.
now.
Nigga and get, niggas don't know ball though, but fucking Greg Monroe is a great piece. Go get that
yeah,
fucking
Greg
basketball.
Nice.
That's all I need you to do is go get the basketball when I miss.
Right.
That's
nice.
All I need
that's
you
it.
To do, my nigga.
Rebound
so,
and put back.
And for a long time, I'm like, nigga, the Celtics got all these fucking draft picks. These niggas sit on picks, no bullshit, for like 5 years.
And they get
5 years, nigga.
They get better every year.
The Celtics was like, nigga, y'all was champs and now y'all suck.
Now y'all suck.
5 years,
like,
these niggas sat on picks, trading. Like, and I asked myself 3 years ago, what the fuck are y'all doing with these picks,
yeah.
nigga? Y'all got
right.
all these picks. Nigga, they still got the number one this year. They still got all these shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Like, these niggas are really, really... And it really shows to me, like... And this is a hot take, too. Like, you can move players around, but really drafting, nigga.
It's
you
chess.
Draft
it's
the
chess,
right,
man.
If you gotta be patient, you
yeah.
gonna suck.
That shit chess,
you
man.
Gonna go to your star players, TJ, Sean, yo. I know it's fucked up right now. I know it. I don't want y'all to get hurt. I appreciate y'all niggas playing hard
rock
every night,
minute,
but just wait
this.
On
yeah.
me, nigga. I promise
yeah.
I got you. We got these picks, and if you leave, you're going to have to watch in the sideline. I'm going to keep it real with y'all, nigga.
Exactly.
If y'all right. leave, my nigga, don't try to fucking come back on this gravy train,
because yeah.
I told y'all niggas when I was down and out.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas left me. So all the Celtics player that the niggas was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Cause everybody's looking
right.
Niggas was looking at Danny Ainge like a fucking idiot. Now he's looking
right.
like a genius, yeah,
a
nigga.
Genius.
Like nigga.
Rebuild quick.
They say, nigga, anything you want to be great in, put in 10,000 hours. And basically that comes down to 10 years. So
right.
that shit was like five, nigga. Mm-hmm. It was like 5 years of like, we're ass, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're
quick.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you could catch, if you lose to the fucking Celtics, you're doing bad in your season.
Yeah.
But them niggas like, yo, we
they
came together.
They turned their whole shit
nigga,
around.
We came together and, came, like, got it. But for me, the Warriors, too, like, the Warriors, I'm like, Why the fuck are y'all niggas trying to act so fucking bad boy Pistons like all of a sudden? I'm like,
I don't get it.
What's wrong
with
you?
They too light skinned, man.
Motherfucking Albie Shore. Albie Shore. Chris Brown. Chris Brown ass niggas. What the fuck are y'all doing with this light skinned bullshit? But these niggas. Most texts, most ejections. Yeah.
Durant
most
gangster,
all this
yo.
Shit. Like,
Durant getting gangster on
this. Yo, but see, that's
what's up.
I like KD. Yo, I like KD a lot.
But what's
his
wrong
game
with
and how
you?
He played. But yeah. Then I say that throws me off with him because, dude, you didn't act like that on OKC. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they might have needed that.
But you know
what
they might have needed that. Let's keep it real, though. They talked about this on one of the shows. It was like, yo, nigga, niggas knew KD was that nigga. I knew Russ was the real tough guy.
Because
KD is the nigga in the street that talks shit. Russ is the nigga that just swing on
him.
He don't say shit. He just swing on
the court, man.
But, like, that's why they said niggas.
That's more of a head game, though. Russ is really like, yo, when I talk shit on the court, nigga.
Russ is like a nigga like, nah, nigga, I don't talk shit. I'm not a fighter, nothing like that. But if my nigga's like, I'm going to play it to the side, let y'all argue.
Yeah.
Nigga, throw the first punch, it's over. Yeah. Nigga, like, you get packed out and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
You getting packed out. I'm from Brooklyn, nigga. We keep it strategic. Nigga, at the taco spot, Sean and nigga, I was like, let me step back. I was strategically moving to the right. Because if this nigga swing on him, we packing this nigga out. Like point blank period.
It's a mistake.
We going to have to fucking leave. I wanted to enjoy my taco, nigga.
Yo.
Nigga, straight up, nigga. I'm no fighter, nigga. I'm no fucking Mr. Tough Guy. Yo. But if my niggas is on, it's on, nigga. Like, that's what it is.
Yo, Reggie's a silent low key, like.
We don't have to talk, nigga. Like, move to the side, and then we going to do what we do. But, like, that's what I think it was with Russ and KD. Like, he couldn't talk that shit. Because how I talk shit, and I look over, and y'all niggas is looking at me like,
laid back, like,
nigga,
on
you
now,
not
bro.
That yeah. nigga, bro. Yeah. I done seen you get beat the fuck up in the bathroom in middle school, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, nigga, your ass is tall, and you try to fucking be tough. Like, and KD might got the hands. He might have the hands for me one day if he hit his podcast.
Oh, no,
nigga.
Man. KD from Baltimore,
like,
bro.
Kid walking down the street.
Yo,
I got to go to the other side. Like.
Everybody think KD soft. KD from
Baltimore, what's up with the tough guy shit? Nigga,
he from Baltimore.
The thing is, he's from
the hood, man.
Nah,
he's not
you come off a team. No, that's like saying, okay, all of us rock. We know what's good. Like, I know, listen, something go down, you Reg. Like, I ain't got to worry. I don't got to look back.
Right.
I ain't got to watch over my shoulder to see, yo, if I'm getting pounded out by two dudes, I'm by myself here. You know what I mean? KD was like, on OKC, he ain't act this way, but you get on a better team, a more, you know, a shit talking team, like, oh,
yeah.
I'm getting to the team.
Like,
now I'm gonna start to act this way.
I get
like,
that.
Like in New York
the
and
whole
shit.
Time,
they said,
know?
Like, shout out to my nigga
like,
Tax, yo. My nigga Tax right. said, like, yo, niggas join bloods in jail because they got niggas with them.
With them, exactly.
But niggas that's by themselves and they really about, like,
right. yeah, yeah,
nigga,
yeah,
if you watch though. The, what is it? Shit, what's this nigga name? Khalif Browder story.
Yeah.
If you watch that shit, right?
Gosh, yo, everybody
nigga was by himself.
That,
by and when himself. Niggas had a riot, he seen a nigga that he had problems with by himself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nigga slid him. Then it was like niggas was blood. And niggas like, yo, nigga, give me the head up. But when Khalif was getting the best of this nigga, his
they
niggas
got,
had to come
had to
in.
The dude even said
nigga,
it. The dude even
the
said
it.
The
nigga
he
even said
it.
He kept it a buck. He was like, yo. And that's what my nigga Tax said. He was like, niggas join at B Blood in jail and shit because they know, like, nigga, you by yourself.
Oh, exactly.
But like a real nigga's like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I mind my business. Do my time and get the fuck out, but everybody, you know, join the game.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It
everybody
seemed like
a tough guy.
It seemed like KD turned blood and now you motherfucking OG blood, nigga, Billy, all
yeah,
that shit,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and
yo, what
really
the fuck,
like,
nigga?
You know,
but you was Dolo, nigga. You like, what the fuck, nigga?
I
you was pussy.
That. Like, yeah.
You a lot of, I bet you y'all know a lot of gangbanging niggas or anybody knows somebody that was quiet. Then when they got with a group with of a group niggas, of
people.
I used to see that shit all the time.
Front, he in the yeah. front row, like, you know what yeah. I mean? Yeah. The number one talking nigga, because he think, you know, everybody got my
shout,
back.
Nigga,
like,
shout out to motherfucking Lancaster. I used to be on the bus, my nigga. See niggas banging they hood, hard body, nigga. But the city bus, you can see anybody.
Yeah.
So right. it's like, I see a nigga that's hard body at school. But nigga, we get on the bus, niggas is like, nigga, what's up with that shit? And niggas like... No, whatever, nigga. It ain't even like. I'm like, yo, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? At school, you be, or you can't wait to get off the bus to call a nigga. Me, I'm the type of nigga. Win, lose, or draw, nigga. We could get it on, nigga. Like whatever, nigga.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Like whatever. If you jumping me, my nigga, go ahead and do it because you talking too much. Yeah. Like
I'm gonna beat one of y'all.
Yeah,
up,
yeah.
Might
I'm gonna
get mine.
I'm gonna beat like, one nigga, of y'all up so bad nigga, that the other one's gonna have to.
And like, and if y'all niggas jump me. Congratulations, yeah. nigga. It's
y'all I won.
Nigga.
Give me the it's, I won.
Exactly. It's a, y'all niggas versus yeah, me, won. My nigga. But
what? He too. Know he sees.
Fuck that.
KD knows whether I'm on the court or off the court. We still gonna win. You know what I mean? So it's yeah. like, let me act this tough guy. Let me get ejected out the game. At the end of the game, when the media is talking about Kevin Durant, right? OKC still won by 20 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's true though. That's that shit true. Is with me. Like, it's like, I think it was Flagrant 2 podcast I listened to with Andrew Schultz, Amir Akash, and Kaz, Real Life Kaz. Shout out to them niggas. But I think Andrew was it that said, like, and all of them agreed, is that he don't feel validated. That's why. He's acting like that because yeah, he know yeah, real niggas true. That like ball.
Yeah, he know that
it's
ring
like,
don't mean
nigga, you
shit
got
like
a
that.
Ring
that's
with
true.
These niggas.
Yeah, that's true.
So they, I'm gonna give them niggas their credit, the Flagrant too, because they pointed it out. Like, but, he, that's why he wilding out so hard because he like
right.
he trying to prove like nigga, no nah, nigga, like it's like when you see niggas that like turn like nigga like blood. So you like yo nigga, if your family is that, you kind of owned by association. You ain't really putting no work. It really yeah, be blood yeah. or whatever, like nigga, or like nigga, somebody come from a drug dealing family, but you came up in the golden eras when they was
when
getting
they
the
was,
money,
yeah, when they
versus
good.
Like
yeah.
nigga, they was nigga shootouts, whatever, nigga, yeah. you was like yo, you wasn't there. So for me, it was like what they said. I'm always gonna give niggas their credit. I ain't stealing shit.
Yeah.
Flagrant 2, I think it was Andrew Schultz. He was like yo, mm-hmm. he don't feel validated. That's why he fucking wilding out this
that's
year.
True.
Like
that's true.
Y'all
it
nigga,
seems like and, it's true though.
And he had the fake account shit.
Yeah.
They talked about it when he had the fake account because it's like, why the
why
fuck
are
you arguing
that?
With these niggas, bro? Like,
why you like,
that's what I'm
you
saying.
Waste, like, why are you using
yeah,
your time like
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we older now. If some little niggas talking shit, we like, all right, y'all got it.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and we gonna look at each other like, yo, why the fuck you arguing with these little niggas, man? Yeah. Like, they ain't got shit going for them.
Yeah.
We got a lot to lose, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, so,
yeah.
I guess
that's mental just, health shit right there. You make yeah. a fake account and
yeah,
arguing.
It's
like,
just, he
that's some mental health
he knows,
shit.
Like, niggas in the barbershop is like, when they see KD, it's love. But when he
leave, right.
it's like, nigga, you won with a fucking 72 or whatever the fuck their record was.
Yeah.
You won with literally, no bullshit. This is facts. You won right. with the best regular season team this season before.
Yeah.
That beat you.
That beat you.
That you was up 3-1, nigga.
Right.
Like, nigga, that shit is like, wow, nigga.
And then they lost the fucking finals.
Game
they was up 3-1.
His game is phenomenal.
Oh.
He plays that good,
nigga,
but
hey,
you went to a good-ass
fact.
Team. You
and that's what we talking about here. Nigga, nobody's taking nothing from KD's game.
No.
Hold on, imagine KD still on OKC with Paul George and Westbrook.
It'll be
that's
good.
They can beat the Warriors.
And also, I'm glad we didn't fucking do this shit, too, because with Melo, I was going to go hard for Melo, and Melo been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
He playing his role.
Nah,
Melo
been
playing
his role.
Nah.
Melo been playing
that,
right,
my friend. I've been like this, though. Melo's trash.
Stop it.
My nigga.
Melo's trash.
Nah, shout out.
Yo, Melo's been playing
nice,
B.
Nah.
Cause she like.
Yeah,
no.
She's
Melo's
trash.
Nah.
Shout out to Tasha, yo.
Melo's been playing nice.
I've been a Melo fan.
Niggas
been
disrespecting Melo for two
years.
I always thought Melo was from Baltimore because he was raised there,
yeah.
But then when I found out he was from Brooklyn. Oh
yeah.
My God, nigga!
Listen, Melo,
he's
my guy.
Yo,
Melo, he good. I like him. You know what I mean? Just you know, me
yo,
and my wife.
Man, yeah, hoodie Melo. I was like, oh shit, yes, nigga.
He's okay. I'm gonna take. I give him that.
Nigga. I'm gonna be that nigga that's going down with the ship, nigga. Nah. Me and Mello Titanic, nigga. I'm going down with you.
I seen him one day, bro. And he walked past me. We was at this little thing. Oh, you were there, TJ? And he walked past me. Mello was so tall, bro. I thought
But Mello, I seen him warming up against the Hawks. His first game against the Hawks, right? This nigga was warming up next to somebody that was 7-something. And they look like
he's tall. That's why.
And like, when Mello lost weight, and then he really started balling. Yeah, like yeah. I'm always gonna be a Mello fan. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Mello the most though is that he knows, like, nigga, I come from Brooklyn. I come from West Baltimore, nigga. Baltimore City, period. I got money, nigga. Yeah. Y'all niggas be taking this shit. Want to fight niggas and all. Like, nigga, I got bread,
Mello did sneak a nigga, though, back in the day on the Nuggets.
No, but
I'm snuck a nigga,
though. I'm saying as far as, like, when he loses in the playoffs. He snuck the nigga when he was playing the Knicks.
Yeah,
that's why when New York really respected him. Yeah. And yo, when Kevin Garnett said your wife tastes like Cheerios,
you wild out.
My nigga was at the bus with the blicky nigga. Like, yo, I just want to see this nigga
We gotta talk on that one.
I just gotta get the fake. Like, I can't. How the fuck I'm gonna sleep next to my wife? Nigga? Yeah, like, this nigga said she tastes like Cheerios. Nigga, you gonna get the fucking fade, nigga?
No.
It's something on GP. You have to catch that fade, nigga. You have so. How y'all feel about OKC? Do y'all think they could take the Warriors out?
Yeah.
It's gonna be close. I think that's gonna be a good. That's gonna be a
that
good.
That shit going game. Back and forth.
The X factor is gonna be Paul George. However, Paul George play, if they're gonna win,
I still take Warriors in 7. But I think the whole series is gonna be a good series.
I don't know, cause Westbrook is
that
gonna
shit
give
hard
Curry
for me.
Hell,
that shit
yo.
So hard for me to, nigga.
Westbrook
I,
give yo, Curry see, hell,
no.
Nah,
but still, in all, when the Warriors relax and play, they don't get pressured. Steve Kerr, shout out.
Okay, so, but I get it. But what about Steven Adams, though? Who's going to guard him?
They're not going, but he no points, though. He's just rebounding.
That's what Russ get all his assists from, basically.
Yeah, but for me, I guess.
Who on the Warriors that's that big besides JaVale McGee? But
he's not that nigga.
Yeah,
though.
But.
Right, so.
Who, y'all can't. You have to make stops, you know what I mean? A game everybody could score, you know what
right.
I mean? But you got to make stops. And
okay, but Paul George and Russell Westbrook they're both in the top 5 in steals.
Yo, I mean, that shit going to be continued today where I stand. It's like, yo, my heart is like fucking OKC, but my mind is really like Sean, like in 7, nigga, just that ball movement and shit is going to start to fuck with you. And they've been together for a little while now. So it's like, yo, but them niggas like, but fucking OKC got dogs on their team.
Yeah.
The Warriors got basketball players, and that's how it is. Like, you know, when you grow up, y'all niggas, you playing in the hood, you playing with your niggas, you see some white boys, right? You like, nigga, we about to dust these old
like
pretty
Russ,
ass
but,
white boys.
But Russ want that conflict,
but listen,
though.
Like, Russ
he likes that.
He likes, but.
But when he gets in his head and starts shooting too much, and fucking up, it's like.
Curry, Thompson, they could shoot, they can go 0-9. But at one
Westbrook on them, though, I don't know.
Yeah, but at some point, though, they're going to start draining shots. You know, but it ain't got, I mean, you don't have, stop Curry. It's been plenty of teams that stopped Curry. Like, he only dropped 9 tonight. But the rest of the team, you know what I mean? It's like,
that's what I'm saying. That's why it depends on how Paul George plays. Melo's going to play how Melo play regardless.
Pressure,
Steven Adams going to play how he play.
When you get pressure-wise, if you go pressure versus playing relaxed, because they known to be like, okay, first and second quarter, we ain't playing like nothing. You know what I mean? But third and fourth, they come out, Warriors go ham, and it's like, and then they still win by 15. When OKC plays with pressure, it's like they might get close. But at the end
they
of the
start
fourth,
to realize that they're a new team again.
They start panicking. They're like, not playing
shit,
the way
they
play.
I get that part. I don't know. It's
a fucking All-Star weekend coming up. I just want to give y'all favorite All-Star moments. For me, Nigga, growing up as a fucking Iverson fan, is that year when Iverson won the MVP and went fucking hammer when he did the under layup shit. Because I was like, that's something I could do because, nigga, I'm short, nigga. Like, so for me, when Iverson went hammer, because I think T-Mac was throwing shit off the backboard, like, that shit was the greatest, like, all-star game for me. And dunk contest, of course, is fucking Vince Carter, nigga. 2000. That shit was just... But niggas really need to fail to realize, and like, my boy Stevie Franchise was getting up there. I'm giving my boy Stevie Franchise...
He always could get up there.
My boy Stevie Franchise, and they had like a little chart meter of how high niggas was getting at that time. Yeah. And yo, my boy Stevie Franchise was fucking... But like, he gets overshadowed, but he was giving my nigga Vince a run, my nigga.
Franchise. Oh, don't Vince forget T-Mac too, though. T-Mac was giving Vince a run.
T-Mac was just his assistant. He wasn't
in it. Nah, he was. He was in the dunk contest that year.
Against him?
Yep, he was.
You're going to have to check the Steve Googles, Francis, nigga. Steve Francis, Vince check Carter. You're checking the Googles, nigga.
T-Mac.
You got to get the Googles. Else?
What? Not Devin Mason
really,
wasn't in
really low-key, bro. I think I wish T-Mac had got on a decent team. Well, he didn't have to carry a team on his back, bro. But because... He should have got a chick.
So who was your favorite?
Oh, no. He should have stayed on Orlando, bro.
Yeah. Got a chick. What was your favorite All-Star moment?
I don't know, bro.
One that stick out in your mind the most. Like, damn, I always remember that one.
Nate Robinson. When he came out, shout out for our little guys. You know what I mean? He wanted two years in a row.
Five foot armies around the world.
Him, you know, that shit. Just to see him, and then to go up against Dwight Howard, that was nice.
Good. Nate Robinson got the most dunk contest wins.
So what about All-Star game? What All-Star game you remember?
Jordan and Iverson, bro.
Yeah.
When AI crossed them, I was like, yo, that was kind of hurting to me, but AI is that dude.
Yeah. That was regular season, little short hair. He ain't had a braids or nothing yet, Iverson, but he was going for his, though, man.
Yeah, he
So the dunk contest, I don't know if y'all been keeping up that much or not. Yeah. They got Victor Oladipo, Donovan Mitchell with the Jazz, Larry Nance now with the Cavs, and Dennis Smith from the Mavs. Who y'all think going to win? I mean, I don't know too many of the newer niggas. I know Oladipo got bounced. A lot of niggas got bounced. TJ is really the expert in this shit.
Is it Donovan Mitchell or Dennis Smith?
I thought he would say that, but I see the
both
nigga.
And both of them are guards. I swear to God, they jump out the fucking gym. Both of them.
So if you have to choose, money on the table, Vegas on the line, who you picking?
Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith. Sean, do you know too much about
Oladipo?
Oladipo got bounced, but it's all about
to, compared to Donovan Mitchell and Dennis Smith. He ain't got that much.
What it's really gonna come down to is the creativity, because you can have bounce, but when all these niggas is looking
at you,
you
gotta make it count.
When all these niggas is looking at you, and it seemed like, from what I seen, I don't see too much of them, but Donovan Mitchell, Dennis Smith, they seem like they don't give a fuck who's watching. They're really ready to ball. Yeah. Like
Smith got a lot of posters, and he a rookie.
All
right,
so
a lot of posters.
So, hot takes on like the season right now, the craziness, shit, whatever y'all could think of. Me, I'm like, nigga, maybe we get the Eastern Conference Finals for the Celtics Cavs. I feel like at some point, Toronto might sneak in there, but I just think my hot take is that I think LeBron and Kyrie gonna have a little flagrant foul between each other.
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit's coming,
Competition, that's coming. Shit's
going to happen, nigga. The hot take is just basically something y'all see in the future. I just feel like whether they play second round or something, all this cool buddy-buddy shit, we might see it today, we might not. But, like, all that shit, nigga, depending on where LeBron is at and how he feeling and all that, or maybe Kyrie, nigga, somebody gonna get flagrant fouled out this bitch. But I just...
Can't wait.
But my hot take is that, nigga, I hate to bet against the king. I don't think the Cavs going to make it. And I guess that it really ain't that much of a hot take. It's just what it looked like right now. But LeBron is always...
It's too early, man. It's too early.
It's super too early.
It's the halfway through the season.
See, okay, if he had to carry a team right now, LeBron by himself, if he had to carry the team, the other teams that he's playing against done got great. You know what I mean? So he can't do it.
He got a brand new team. He's basically going to have.
He's trying to mold a
It's a young team.
Yeah, he's going to have to mold them to his style of playing.
He got no, then, you know what it is? The team he just had before this trade was a half-court team. The team he got now is a fast-break team.
I mean, he got runners. He got young legs, but...
But what I'm going to do, I'm going to blow y'all mind right now. And I know, if I know y'all niggas, y'all going to agree with me. He's going to go to the finals or second round, whatever, with the fucking 60-plus win Cavs. Because they was good as fuck. Yeah. Yeah. They was good, but they was a bunch of nobody niggas.
Again.
I knew y'all was good. I knew y'all would follow me. Yeah. He's going to go. They going to ball out. Watch the second half. They going to ball the fuck out just to get to the Celtics. How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah. Right.
To the Celtics again. In the hot take, he leaving.
Yeah, true.
I broke it. Yep. This is recorded podcast. Y'all heard it here. This nigga's going to go face the fucking Celtics again. He's going to lose, and he's gonna take the jersey off, and niggas is gonna wonder, is he coming back? Niggas always remember.
Niggas start burning. I remember torching stuff.
I remember like yesterday, the nigga pulled off the fucking his jersey. He had the body tank top on, and niggas was wondering,
they
like,
burnt that is that the last time?
And like, nigga,
as soon as he went through the tunnel, they started burning this shit.
The hot take for me, nigga, he gonna go against the niggas. They gonna look great this second half of the season, and then when they reach the Celtics, they gonna realize this shit is serious. So how you feel? What do you feel about the season? Like the a little hot take of yours, or what do you think about the season going forward?
I don't know, bro. Said that we gonna see how everything play out. We still got it. You know, the deadline ain't have. You know, it ain't the deadline yet, so it's still gonna be a few moves.
Oh no, not yet.
Few moves, I think. I don't know. Like I said, I just feel like LeBron has been there, what, 6 times, right?
Something. In the finals, like, 6 times, it might have been like more than that. Shit, it's been a lot.
I think this gonna be the first year that he's not gonna make it.
Yeah, TJ, no. what's your hot take? Cause you really like we really defer. Like TJ really is in the ball shit. We just talking about NBA, but I could text this nigga about anything. So, what do you think going forward with the season?
It's only gonna be 3 teams anyway: Toronto, Boston, and the Cavs. If the Cavs play anybody other than Boston or Toronto in the first round, they're going all the way. If they play one of those two teams, they might not make it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like, yo, and I literally just thought about that shit. I didn't write it down, nothing. I just was like, yo, this nigga's going to have those good-ass Cavaliers. They're going to be a good, but they're going to have a bunch of fucking role players.
But what if they make it all the way to the championship?
It's LeBron James. Yeah, that's the only way to fucking.
Like, what if they make
it's
it?
The
though?
Only way to put it, nigga. It's he LeBron.
Has, yo, he has to be
James,
able to do
nigga.
Old LeBron to get him away. It's not like I. It ain't.
What
that
if
it
he just
happen.
Cruise control until the playoffs start? When I the mean, playoffs start, he turned the
I
fuck
mean, he's
up.
He played like that before, where he just you know he half-assed and it, you know, barely, you know, he playing, but then the playoffs start. He goes ham, but I don't think he can do that again.
Yeah, I
don't think he can do it the whole playoff.
But then if it's just like,
but he got dogs on his team.
It's just gonna be like LeBron. It's gonna be fucking LeBron.
Well, and then
James.
It goes back to Tristan Thompson though. If he don't do what he's supposed to do, you got all this money. He be getting beat up down there. Not even beat up. Fouling wise.
Big man though.
But the year that they won, he did his job. Now he's not playing nowhere near the way he played that year.
Yeah. Yo, I don't know, man. LeBron James, like, period. I just think he's gonna end up. And I had me and LeBron James been in a relationship. Pause. But because it's like it's been a love hate. But for me, for everything, I always love documentaries. I'm always into the people. What LeBron James has done in life outside of basketball is going to make him my favorite fucking player of all time, nigga. Like, LeBron James is going to go down as my... He already is. My nigga, years ago, this nigga invested in a fucking soccer team.
Yeah.
Years ago,
outside
nigga.
Of basketball, man.
Years ago. He's sending people to college, man. He's really doing this shit. He's motivating niggas strive for greatness. You know what I'm saying? He's motivating people. And for me, you know, I was really salty. I was hurt. I remember my wife really was looking at me like, what the fuck happened to you? I woke her up. When he hit that shot against fucking Orlando, nigga,
yo,
I woke her up, nigga, like, yo, fucking LeBron made that shit. Fuck you, nigga. They always thinking LeBron was ass. Fuck you, nigga.
Yo, weren't that a turnaround?
I'm like
just,
yo.
Yeah, yeah.
And he even looked shocked he fucking made that shit.
Like, oh, shit.
I'm like, yo. And then, like, he went to the Heat. It's like, no, this nigga selling out. But what this nigga did was he gave us game. He said, nigga, always pick yourself, nigga.
This move,
always pick yourself. And ain't nobody fucking value you. Leave and fucking make your own way.
Yeah.
That's what LeBron is saying. And I had to learn that. I was a little nigga. He said, sit down, little nigga. Let me teach you something. And this nigga made his own way. He's teaching all niggas, make your own way. Don't let no motherfucking boss or nobody else
control
your destiny, nigga. You make your own destiny, nigga.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
Who y'all think is the most underrated NBA player right now?
Right now? I had this shit in my head, too, and I forgot, nigga. Damn. Because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been watching too much ball.
Like that.
But, well, who do you think?
Devin Booker.
Yo. No
that's,
bullshit.
That's the one from the Suns.
No bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no,
I told you a couple months.
That's
ago.
Why we should have
yeah.
did this shit earlier. But we did this shit at the right time because everything is fucking predetermined. I was going to tell you niggas, along with my motherfucking Celtics gonna suck, along with my Melo's gonna be crazy. The one thing that I really was gonna go my hot take because I knew I was gonna do hot takes. I was gonna say Devin Booker gonna win the MVP, and niggas was gonna look at me like, what the fuck.
Yo. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I told him that a couple
like
months
5 years,
ago.
He will
that.
Be in that conversation,
but
yo.
Devin Booker, and I'm telling you, what's my dude from the Pistons? Not Pistons. Man, not the Pistons. From the Sixers.
Oh, Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons?
No, Embiid.
Oh, Joel?
Yeah, Joel. Yeah.
Joel's already short. Like it's just like a tall nigga. And that's my other
he
thing, too.
Shit,
yeah.
Hands down, if I had to pick a team, that's my first pick.
And right what he is, though.
Embiid? What?
Just, I'm saying, like,
out of big man?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Come on. No, what?
Who you going with?
You have to go with either.
Now I'm taking.
I got Embiid.
The way he play and his heart in the game.
You wouldn't take Cat, Carl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis?
No.
If Whoa. He's if,
well, Carl Anthony.
Andre Drummond.
Carl Anthony Towns is maybe.
Andre Drummond will bully Embiid though.
Yeah, but no.
But Embiid is all around
Embiid
game
is,
though.
He's
all around because cause say niggas gonna
even though he's hurt, y'all wouldn't take Porzingis.
No.
Nah. No.
What?
Yo, let me tell
not,
y'all.
But I'm not a fan of Porzingis. His game is good. I'm just not a fan of Porzingis.
And I was gonna tell niggas that.
I get that.
For fucking the podcast, nigga, I'm a New York Knicks fan. I obviously have to be a fan of other teams because these niggas always be doing
it's
bullshit,
trash.
bullshit. But I'm like, nigga, I'm a motherfucking New York Knicks fan, nigga. Let me tell you short story, nigga, real quick. The Knicks was fucking AC. They went all the way to the chip against San Antonio, got their ass bust. But let me tell you how I knew they was going to win. In fucking Times Square, they had a sign that said, help New York go. And they had markers and everybody in the city could sign it. I signed that bitch.
What?
I was like, nigga, after they fucking win, like, nigga, I wrote on it so they going to win. I had my Sprewell jersey on. That's also the first time I knew I needed deodorant because my aunt was like, yo, what the fuck, nigga? This shit smell like dirty drawers, nigga. Like, you gotta clean this fucking Sprewell jersey up. Shout out to Old Spice, nigga. But like, yo, I signed that. But well, I said that to say this about the Knicks. I love the Knicks. I'm always gonna ride for them. I'm always a Melo fan. Niggas like, oh, get Porzingis. I'm gonna tell y'all niggas this straight out, and I wish I said this earlier. Niggas would be like, of course you can say it now. But I was like, this nigga Porzingis is not durable, nigga. Always around the time. It's time to really get the wins. He's fucking hurt, nigga. He's hurt. He's ACL'd out right now. I fuck with Porzingis. But, nigga, you need a real point to compliment you, and hopefully you ain't got to pay that many minutes because you're not durable.
Yeah.
Nigga, facts, nigga, you're not. He played with some niggas, and, oh, he was a men amongst boy. That was West Bumfuck.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck you was playing that, nigga.
That thing. When that was all when fucking there. When really play?
When you can't play with the big boys, when you came to play with real niggas,
yeah.
Yo, your ass can't hardly make it through a fucking season, and niggas is going out to you nice but this blocks
is, this
and all
is,
that
this is what,
shit,
second
dude.
Year, though?
Yeah, but then, nigga, Porzingis is not durable, nigga.
This is second year, though.
Fuck that. Porzingis is not durable.
But okay, so if you put him in that category with Joel.
Joel not durable neither, then. Joel was out.
But Joel, this is first season of just letting him
just
play, though.
Played, though.
Joel was hurt all last season.
But they didn't let him play. But now they
he played like one
or two
games.
Oh yeah, they didn't let him play.
You
right,
a couple games
right,
got hurt.
But I'm saying all around, I'm still fucking with Joel.
I get the athleticism. Porzingis shooting.
No, but Porzingis is fucking lighter.
As a big man,
he's lighter on the
Joel would get bullied by somebody like AD.
In the count, Porzingis has the power.
He's balling,
but I'm not.
They count Porzingis as the power forward.
Yeah,
too.
That's dumb.
So that's another. I don't know. I don't know why, but they count him. That's why I can't think of him like that. But Joel, I guess we could see where Joel's gonna be.
Three years from now, he's gonna be
like the dream on steroids.
He is
not. Let me rewind. He ain't gonna be the dream, nigga. Like, he's not gonna be Hakeem the Dream. He's gonna be good though. He's gonna be really good. But yeah, nigga. Like for me, like I was like, yo, Porzingis is not durable. Like he can't last, nigga. So he needs to have the fucking point guard. He gotta have the Kobe, the Shaq. He gotta have somebody else. And Melo was it when they was working, but shit.
Oh no,
Porzingis gets not, and it's nothing like when the guard.
I'm not.
You're not as bad.
I
understand.
Yeah. So, hey, man.
So. Who do y'all think is the sixth man of the year?
Is Lou Williams starting?
No.
Fucking Lou Williams, so. Nigga.
Lou Williams?
Lou Williams could win every year if he wanted to.
He is that dude.
Donovan, I think, is Donovan Mitchell starting? No, Donovan Mitchell is starting.
Yo. Well, I mean, them niggas I heard get busy, but Lou, if he's still coming off the bench, nigga. Lou,
I believe Lou's still
coming. Lou is fucking that guy, nigga. But shit. Yeah, that's it, man. More of this to come. Hey, comment on this shit. Tell us if you like it, you don't like it. Tell us whatever, man. I want to shout out my boy Kenny with the Ellie Linen clothing line. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go check this shit out. That's ELLYLINEN.com. Ellie Linen. Go get that shit. That shit is a really good t-shirt. I'm never really going to try to vouch for shit that I think is stupid. But, like, that Ellie Linen shit is good. The t-shirt, and I watched that shit, and it's a printed elephant on it. I watched that shit and dried it a bunch of times. It still ain't fucking up. I buy a t-shirt from these concerts, nigga. That shit be like motherfucking $40, $50. That shit gonna burn right now, yeah. Nigga. Look, two dries, nigga, and I'm done. Like, that shit too. And shout out my boy Alton. He got a app that he's working on called VersaFit. VersaFit is a sports and fitness company that is dedicated to promoting a healthy lifestyle, connecting people together, encouraging active living. Our motto is Go Play. The idea behind Go Play is that the concept of being healthy has to become too much associated with daily trips to the gym, miserable workouts. We have a different take on things. We believe living healthy, fit, active should be seamless and easy. It shouldn't be an experience that we dread, nor a grueling task. We've created a platform where people from all walks of life can connect and have fun doing the things they love. We make being active fun. Simply sign up and go play. Basically, it's an app for the nigga terms that you lost me three words in. It's basically, VersaFit is an app where you basically meet niggas, kind of like a dating, like a Tinder or some shit, and that you sign up with niggas to go work out with. Like, yo, I don't know, I'm new to this area. Let me go fuck with it. Like, yo, y'all want to go work out? You find a workout partner. So it's like VersaFit is a app where you find workout partners. That shit is a really smart idea for niggas that want
to
work out.
I always go to the gym and then I don't go because I really don't want to go
it,
by
you,
myself.
It really helped. Like, you can be dedicated on your own, but it really helps when you have somebody out. Good. So shout out to VersaFit and Ellie Lennon. Ellie Lennon also working on a website. I got to get the name of it because I don't want to slander that shit. But thank you for the different countries that's listening. I don't promote this shit at all because I'm still testing it out. So I'm working on it. I'm still like this sports shit. Tell us, comment if you like it. Blow this shit up, man. Like, let us know. So thank you for the fucking countries like Canada listens, France. But it really touches my heart, like Africa, man. Like, I heard like a couple listens from Johannesburg, Africa, man. South Africa and Puerto Rico. Like, I love the Bronx. So shout out to all my Puerto Rican niggas, man. But. And shout out to my boys, Sean and TJ, for doing this shit with me. They have a nigga down a long time, man. Niggas was broke getting haircuts at Sean's house. Sean used to cut my hair, nigga. We used to all split cheeseburgers at McDonald's going to Falcon. Like, it's some real shit,
nigga. You
get
the top bun, I get
the
bottom,
from the soil,
mean?
From the soil, my nigga. Hey, man, and anybody listen, start your own shit. Don't just follow my shit. Nigga, like, yo, just get your own shit and empower your niggas around you. My dream is that everybody that come fuck with me, that you gonna leave one day because you gonna have your own shit popping. You can't dedicate your time to my shit no more. And that's what the fuck I want. Like, everybody eats. I can't be happy if I'm just the only one eating. So thank you for everybody, man, from anywhere listening. Thank you to my nephews. Most of all, my wife supporting this shit. Shout out to Leia for letting us get the spot for a little while. She's been working hard, so shout out to Leia, man.
Everybody
hey, man, shout out to Tasha. Man, Tasha's the homie, man, number one. Yo, we got to take her to Wet Willie's again. But, hey, man, shout out to Lil Duke, man, Keandre, the whole rundown, Shay, Mr. Stark, Mrs. Stark, my whole family. Nigga, shout out to motherfucking Riverhead. Shout out to y'all niggas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brooklyn, the whole New York City, the whole Lancaster, California. Shout out to fucking LA, nigga. Everybody, man. Hey. Shout out to Lil Duke. Shout out to everybody, man. But hey, comment. And most of all, tell a friend, man. Get this shit going, man. I'm thinking about going to the HBCUs and handing out a pen. Give me an idea of something young niggas like so I could fucking promote my shit. And just hand it out. Maybe get some t-shirts. Whatever, man. But we trying to spread this shit. We trying to make it keep going, man. Apple Podcast app. Little purple shit on your iPhones. Fucking SoundCloud. Y'all niggas should know SoundCloud. Everywhere, man. Comment, like, subscribe. All that shit, man. Thank y'all for listening. But does anybody want to... Yo, anybody want to get in contact with these niggas? Sean don't really be on social media like that. But TJ, if you want to give your shit out, nigga, because TJ's shit is hilarious for the comments that he fucked. If you want a good laugh, look at this nigga shit and the random thoughts that go to his head. You trying to give your shit out? Or you got warrants, my nigga?
Nah, I ain't got no warrants. I ain't got no felonies, nothing. I don't get in trouble.
He's drug free, y'all. Everything.
Yeah,
he's
I'm
a great
drug
person.
Free. I don't do nothing. I don't drink alcohol.
Nah, he's
I go to church every Sunday.
Man.
But you here with us.
We doing the podcast right now. But he goes to, but when I came in, my nigga had his MacBook. He was going to church. But the Lord said, do it for us.
Yeah.
Nigga.
So my Facebook, TJ McKay, my Instagram, L_Hefe001. I don't be saying much. I don't do much. I be chilling.
Nah, this nigga's thoughts is fucking hilarious, nigga. And they're sponsored by Great Thoughts. .com. That's where they
amazing.
They're
thoughts.
Sponsored by AmazingThoughts.com.
Amazing.
Sean, you got anybody you want to shout out or give anything to?
Just shout out to my wife, man. Let me get away for a minute. She ain't hit me up yet, so.
Like a probation officer.
Yeah, I told you. I check it as soon as I come in. Where you been?
Where you going? Give me a minute to think of something.
Every time I come in, hit a microwave on high. You know what I mean? We doing good, man. We in the process of making moves around here. I'm trying to, you know, flip some more homes. Thank the good man upstairs. I sold my first home yesterday. So
hey, my boy is flipping.
Y'all
niggas,
you know,
flip bricks. He fixed home, nigga.
We got him for the low.
Get your bank account up, nigga.
We got the homes for the low.
We in the movement. So, you know, hopefully good things will come from now. You know, we get the next one and move on and on.
TJ, last thought. Who you shouting out?
I'm shout out to everybody. Everybody that know me, y'all niggas. Aaliyah, Tasha, Shan, the whole fam, everybody.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, thank y'all, man. Once again, comment, like, subscribe, comment, comment, comment. This is recorded. Let me say it again. This is recorded. The concept behind this is recorded is you say some dumb shit, this shit is recorded, nigga. You indict yourself, this shit is recorded, nigga.
Out there.
You try to fucking lie and say, I never say that. This is recorded, nigga. Yeah. Like, that's it. When that red dot spot him, the hollow tip got him, nigga. Shout out to Lil Wayne, nigga. Night, the night. Carter was the greatest shit in the world. But, man, have a nice day. And if you're old enough, go get some pussy. God bless.
Get it.